So my story starts in 1986, and I was 15 years old, going to turn 16 around Christmas time. And I'm from a very small town. I was very much a kind of rule follower, played it safe, and I had never really traveled. The only time I'd been out the country was a few years before. I'd done a history trip where we took a bus to Belgium to see the trenches, which were really depressing. So that was my only time outside of Scotland. And I'm from quite far up on the north, on the east coast, but quite far up north, so it's pretty cold. And so that summer, my cousin had come to visit from England, and he'd brought with him his friend, Gorgeous Gordon. So there was Gorgeous Gordon and his sister Linda, and we all went camping over on the West Coast, and we had really, really good time. We all hit it off. His sister, Gorgeous Gordon's sister, was my age. My cousin and Gorgeous Gordon were 21. So they had just graduated from university, and Gordon was a water engineer. And he had been called out to Abu Dhabi to set up all of the compounds that they were creating for all the big oil businesses that were setting up out there. And Gordon had invited Ian and myself and Linda to go out there for Christmas and New Year. And my mom really didn't want me to go because at that time there was the Gulf War, not the Gulf War that's referred to the Gulf War now, but we knew it as the Gulf War, which was Iran and Iraq had been at war for 4 or 5 years already, 6 years already. And it was getting pretty nasty, and other countries were getting involved, including the support of the U.S., and there was like a bunch of stuff going on. And my mom was like, I really don't think you should be going to the Gulf just now. But I managed to persuade her. My grandma, fortunately but unfortunately, died, and she left me some money. So I had enough money for my airfare, so I was like, well, I've got my airfare, and I'm going with 21-year-olds who are clearly very responsible, and Linda. And so my mom was like, okay, whatever. And she was raising 3 kids on her own. So she picked her battle. So this was not one she won. So we went out there. We flew out there. First time on an airplane. 11-hour flight out to Abu Dhabi. And Gordon picked us up at the airport and took us back to... So he decided he didn't want to stay in the compound. He wanted to stay downtown Abu Dhabi, which was like... At that time, there was not a lot. There was one skyscraper, but a lot of building going on. It was like really, really busy. And he got a huge apartment, 4-bedroom apartment downtown. We all had our own bedrooms. We were like, this is it. This is like amazing. It was warm. I'd never been in a warm place before. And we went to the beach. Like the water was warm, which just blew my mind. And we did just really ridiculously stupid things, like we bought Arab outfits and wandered around at night drinking wine and, like, just really stupid stuff. We, like, rented jeeps and went out into the desert and to an oasis, like a real oasis that had palm trees and, like, crystal clear water. And, like, on Christmas Day, we're, like, swimming around. And it was just crazy. It was amazing. And Gordon had a boat, and he loved to sail. So we would go out sailing every day. And he was like really, he was amazing. He really inspired me. He was really adventurous. He was very handsome and very precocious, very just, he had no fear. So he would be sailing along and there'd be a yacht. He'd be like, hey, let's see if we can have tea on this yacht. I'm like, we can't have tea on this yacht? Like, we don't know these people. But he would just like climb up the ladder and be like, hi, I'm Gordon. Can we have tea? And we would just, so we did all these amazing things. And there was one thing he really wanted to do, which he hadn't had the opportunity to do yet. He wanted to go sailing at night, and it was illegal to go sailing at night because where the marina was, where his boat was, it was just a little sailboat, was right beside the Sheikh's Palace, which was kind of on the point of the bay where it meets the Gulf. So you weren't meant to do it. But he was like, come on, guys, we'll do this. And I was like, oh. And Ian, everyone was like, okay, we'll do it. We had like 2 days left. Like, what can go wrong? So we go down there, we drive down, we park like really far away from the marina, and I'm already like, this is just, we shouldn't be doing this. He's like, oh, there's a hole in the fence. I'm like, oh, there's a hole. How did that get there, Gordon? So we climb through the hole in the fence, and we get the boat, and we're kind of getting in the water, and we like look out, and there are these posts, and they look like osprey nests, like there's a post with a wee platform just above the water, and I'm like, oh, what's that? Like, what's that? And he's like, oh, yeah, it's... That's the guards with the guns. Like, what? And so they're like guards on posts with guns. I'm like, first of all, that's a really stupid defense system. Like, because what are they going to do? Anyway, so we get in our boat and he's like, it's okay because they have their backs to us. So we'll just sail down the side. We're like, okay, well, we're in it now. So we sail down the side and they don't turn around. But I mean, we weren't being very noisy. And so we sailed inside, and he's like, okay, like, and we look, and it is amazing. Like, I thank him for sending us on this nightmare. It's like, it's beautiful, and the roads are, the way they have the roads out there, like, there's like a lamppost every 10 feet and a palm tree, and they're lit up, like, all night. And so there's this grid that goes on just forever out into the desert, and it was really beautiful. And so we're sailing. He's like, okay. It's like midnight. He's like, we need to sail by the Sheikh's Palace because it's really cool and you can't see it. I've never seen it from this side at night. And I know it's lit up. We're like, okay. So we're sailing. And I assumed he was a really good sailor. In hindsight, he didn't know a lot about the wind. So we're sailing and it's pretty quiet in the bay. So we have to sail at full mast because we're not going very, very fast. And we kind of come up to the Sheikh's Palace, and it is really amazing. And we're looking at it like, oh, and we're coming towards the Gulf. And of course, the winds in the Gulf are quite more significant than the winds in the bay. We're not really thinking about it. And we kind of hit the Gulf, and we capsize, like really quickly. We capsize. And I don't remember a lot. I actually do remember thinking, oh my God, this water is so warm. It was like, because you're taught, like, learning to swim in the North Sea, which I did, you're like, you have, like, 10 minutes, and you're dead. So we were like, oh, anyway, we fall in. I am seriously panicking. I think, okay, I'm dead. This is it. And we surface. The boat is capsized, but it's floating. And Gordon's like, you know, we gather ourselves, and he's like, we all swam towards the shore, and there was a cove. And so he's like, we get there and we're kind of crawling out of the water, like completely bedraggled. And these two armored vehicles come flying over the dunes with like big spotlights and with armed guards. And they jump out and they're shouting at us in Arabic and pointing their flashlights and guns at us. And I'm like, oh my God, my mother was right. And so they pile us in these trucks, and they're kind of like, oh, we're sitting in the open air, we're driving along, and then we just kind of disappear down this tunnel, and we go down underneath the palace. It's like very James Bond. We're like zooming along this tunnel, and we're freezing because it's been so warm out, and their air conditioning is insane. So I'm absolutely freezing. We're soaking wet, and we get to this, like, jail, and we each get put in a cell. And they don't speak any English. So we're in these cells. And I remember thinking, wow, this cell is amazing. Because everything in Abu Dhabi is totally over the top. Like even the airport. When I arrived at the airport, I was like, what? This is an airport. I mean, it's just insane. And so we're in the cell. I'm in the cell. And it's all white marble. The walls are white marble. I'm thinking, where do you get sheets of white marble? It's crazy. And then there's this little white marble bench all the way around. So I just like sit freezing in really inappropriate clothes, really wet, with the guard at the door. And we wait and we wait. And I'm kind of beginning to panic. But then it turned out fine. Gordon, being the smart guy that he is, he knew a little bit of Arabic. The guy knew a little bit of English. He explained the situation, and everything was fine. They thought it was hilarious. And so when we're leaving, they're very much gift givers, that we realized. And so we could see, like, the guards are, like, standing around, and the main guys, like, they're looking for something, like, they have to give us a gift. And there's, like, a pile of Gulf News magazines. So they're, like, very ceremoniously, like, they hand us each a 1987 by that point, because it was after New Year, 1987 Gulf News, and we're like, thank you. And then they like take us back to our car, and they're like, now never do that again. So we're like, okay. So anyway, we had two more days, and we kind of toned it down a little bit, but we had an amazing time. But the two main things I learned from that trip, having gone there as not being a risk taker, I realized Gordon really inspired me to just be like, life's too short. You just have to like go for it. And it's okay to break, not that I would break that rule again, but it's okay to break rules and just go for it and have fun. And the second rule I learned was always wear a life jacket if you are within 20 feet of any body of water or on a ferry or snorkeling or anything, which I adhere to and I suggest you all do too. That's my story.